BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy, howdy, howdy. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. It's a beautiful app, too. Put it on there, and the podcast will be there later on today, too. Welcome to a Friday. Woo! It's finally Friday. After a couple of weeks off, it's been brutal to get back to work.
Been a long week.
5 full days. Oh, man. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carson.
Good morning.
I'm going to Spadil because I had an epiphany. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, when you just suddenly realize something?
Yeah. I had a epiphany last night.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to run this by you, okay?
All right.
You know, everybody's gearing up for the big football game coming up on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah, you got the Broncos and the Bills.
The Bills.
Yep. Right?
Buffalo.
11 o'clock Sunday,
yep.
Right? Is that right?
Yes.
All right, and the weather looks pretty good, you were telling me.
That's all the reports I've seen is they say that it's going to snow around that area, but the actual weather for the game should be good.
All right, so Jamie wants to put a bet on the game, okay?
Yeah.
And I owe her $100, so we're going to take that $100 and place it on the game goes into overtime.
Yeah.
Her $100 could make her $1,600, right?
That's a pretty good bet.
All right, good bet, good bet. I think there's a chance, too.
Yeah.
I was thinking last night, I'm going to send you the money and you place the bet.
Okay, on my DraftKings?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like she wouldn't like that, but maybe.
Well, the reason I was thinking that is because she might not believe that I actually did it.
Yeah, but she's not going to think that I'm going to send her the money. She's going to think I'm just going to keep it.
Or she'll be like, yeah, I didn't place the bet. Yeah, just keep the money.
Okay, forget about that epiphany. Forget about it. Maybe it's not such a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be better off if I sent it over to Carson.
He's definitely more trustworthy. Don't pull this off on me.
I take it that none of us want to be between Jamie and $1,600.
I don't want to be the middleman.
Yeah. And I don't want to tell her if she loses either.
Here she comes.
Something about middleman.
Nothing about middleman.
All right. I was explaining to Spadil that maybe you won't believe that I actually put down your money for the bet on the game on Sunday.
Right.
But you might have some reservations like that beach. I know him. That scoundrel. He probably pocketed the money. There's no bet down. I won't win my 16. You know how it will go.
$1,600
right?
is what you owe me.
So I had
right
this.
Already.
No, I don't owe you. No, he hasn't played yet.
I'm just saying it's a given. So give me the $1,600. We don't even have to worry about the bet being
down.
Yeah,
never in advance.
Listen. And then I had an epiphany last night, and I thought that maybe I send the money over to Spadil and he handle it. That way you know that the bet's down. But he didn't want to get between you and $1,600.
No.
Yeah, it would be too hard for him to hand over $1,600.
That's what I said.
That would just make him sad.
Yeah. He would be crying as he hands over the money.
Exactly.
Then I said, maybe we move to Carson. And Carson said,
I don't want to be the middleman.
Yeah. No, you said you were going to make it. Why are you going back on it?
No. I was just saying that it's going to be made. I was just trying to make it more comfortable for you to know that the money is.
I trust
you. Okay.
Now, I'm pretty sure you're not going to screw me out of $100.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, the $1,600 maybe, but no.
Yeah, if I don't show up on Monday, and that game goes into overtime, you guys are going to know why.
Oh, my God. Can we just talk about the great blizzard of 2025? Oh. Holy crap. It was a bunch of crap yesterday. Even Dave Frazier said, all right, you know, I've never heard him say that. You know what? We got a lot more snow than we expected. And he said, and with the winds and the moisture, we just didn't see that coming in. And I'm like, okay, Dave.
Right, I was so mad when I had to shovel yesterday, almost a foot.
It was too windy for us to shovel.
Oh, my God.
The snow was even up against my garage doors.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, so then the trash people canceled. Because of weather.
Oh, no. Yeah, did they?
They canceled. And then the snow plows for the HOA came through.
Yeah.
They knocked over my trash cans.
No.
They buried half of the other one. So everybody's trash is either buried or knocked over. The poor trash people today are going to be so mad. Yeah, because they're either buried or knocked over.
Somebody's blew over in our neighborhood, too. And there's trash everywhere. I mean, up and down the street.
On purpose. Yeah. Wow. Because he's like, well, you guys left your trash cans out. I'm just going to knock them over.
That's on you.
Bastard.
It was nasty yesterday. Oh, that drive home was worse than it was a couple of days before that.
Literally, somebody wrote on Facebook, and I thought this was kind of funny. She's like, you know, my hopes and dreams are that one day my children will become meteorologists. That way they'll always keep their job, even if they're wrong. It's like, she's not wrong.
Right? Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a great gig.
It was nuts.
It was a great gig.
There were cars everywhere. Just
yeah.
It was a disaster. Oh, yeah.
I felt so bad for this lady because help was there, but she had rammed into the center wall on C-470 in a van.
Oh, God.
And she was standing out on the highway with her cell phone.
In 20 degrees.
Another car had pulled up. Yeah, it was cold and blizzard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I just got to slow down and get home. Oh, that's all.
Lord. Anyway, yeah. I'm done bitching now.
All right. Okay, there you go. Show's underway, folks. Welcome to a Friday. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Hey, Jamie, before we get started this morning,
sure.
Can I ask you a quick question here
and get
your honesty? Because
sure,
I know you will.
Yep, okay.
Remember yesterday when you said I was looking really rough?
Yeah, today you look better.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, today you look better.
I was obsessed with that yesterday. I went to the mirror probably about five or six times yesterday at home just to well, what's going on with me?
Yeah. Yesterday,
my eyes are a little.
They were. Hey, you needed that Plexol or whatever.
Yeah.
Where that girl, and she's like, I'm here with my dad, and then she puts that Plexol under his eyes, and all of a sudden, and it just sucked up that bag.
No kidding.
Yeah, and they timed it.
So it works better than that hemorrhoid cream that I use.
I guess so. Well, hemorrhoid cream doesn't have that stuff in it anymore. Only in Canada.
Well, great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wish somebody had told me.
Well, I did one time, but.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we talked about it.
Yeah,
so
we
I
did.
Look better today.
Yeah, you look better today.
All right, good.
No,
good,
I don't
good,
know
good.
Why, but the hemorrhoid cream took the swelling stuff out of it for the United States, but you can still get it in Canada or something.
No kidding.
It's weird. Yeah.
Probably Mexico.
Yeah,
you can get all that crap in Mexico,
for
right?
Sure you can.
Right.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you look way better.
Sure. I appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, that's all
when
I got
today. When does the wife come back?
She got back last night.
Oh,
yep,
that's why
yep,
you look better.
She got back.
Because
love is back in my life?
No, because you're held accountable.
It's all on you when she's gone.
You have to shower and stuff.
We were crash coursing for one first grade homework last night before
were?
The mom got back home. I've been letting it slide this week a little bit. Me and Frog, we'll look at each other and go, you want to do some homework? Not right now, Dad.
Okay,
good. And then last night at 5:30, a football game come on.
Oh,
how am I supposed to do homework with a first grader when a football game is on?
Exactly. What game was on?
It was Penn State and Notre Dame.
Oh yeah, that's a big game for you.
Part of the college football playoffs. It's a game.
The game is much more important than the fundamentals for a child.
Child development, what's that?
Who cares?
Here's what we came to the conclusion of, okay?
Yeah.
Now, she's not up yet, so I can say this. On the front page of his homework, you have to write down the four chapters you read, in whatever first grade book, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we came up with, let's write them down and we'll read them over the weekend.
Nice.
So I'm hoping he doesn't rat me out this morning when he goes to write them down.
How does your consciousness, how does it allow you to watch a football game while you have a little kid sitting there that needs to do homework? I could never do that.
I don't know, but it does.
Wow.
He just doesn't think about it.
That's horrible.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Wow. All right, well,
very bad. But yes, she is back. Got back last night from Nashville.
Yeah. How's her boyfriend?
I don't know. I haven't been able to talk to her yet.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure he's a good dude.
Yeah, he probably is.
Probably so. He probably does good with kids and homework, too.
He probably does. Probably just doesn't sit on his ass. He probably actually, I don't know, participates in their life.
I'd say he hates football, probably. wait a minute.
Hey, you're the one that said it.
All right. Do we want to get an update on these fires out in Los Angeles? I've got a news report here that Spadil just brought in. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Yeah.
Do you have an update from your friends?
Yeah, I have a lot of updates about a lot of stuff, but there's looting. I cannot believe that.
Yeah, I mentioned that yesterday.
It's just, yeah. I mean, they actually have video of guys going in these, and these houses are not mansions. Not that it matters. Looting's looting. But, mm-hmm. I mean, these look like houses that, you know, they've been in all their lives, like a grandma's house or something, and they're taking out TVs and everything. It's just disgusting.
How do they get in there?
They just,
I mean, how do they drive in there? Because I'm just assuming all the roads are shut down and you can't really go in. How's a looter get through?
It's just right when they call the evacuation and people are leaving, yeah. and
it's all chaos.
Yeah.
Criminals, man. That's, and you mentioned yesterday the people that were starting fires. Did you see them take that guy down yesterday?
I didn't.
Oh, man, they put him on the ground.
Yes.
Yeah, they should send that guy away forever.
Yeah.
I mean, for doing something like that, he started the fire again yesterday,
ridiculous.
This guy. Yeah. Yeah. So it was just crazy. It's like, okay, this guy needs to be locked up forever.
The worst thing that happened yesterday, though, of all, like, you know how we've had some blunders along life's paths, you know, with different things or whatever. Everybody's made mistakes. I mean, we're human. But this could have been probably the dumbest, worst, human error on the planet.
What is that?
Oh, my God. So, all of a sudden, they're doing a live interview with this woman who she lost her house or whatever. And then the news crew is talking to her. And all of a sudden, all their phones, every single one of them, their phones go off. The entire city of Los Angeles gets a notice to evacuate. The entire county, city, everybody, evacuate now.
You're kidding.
It was a mistake.
Oh.
It was a mistake.
So they were testing the system?
No, they weren't testing it. Somebody screwed up. They wanted to only do the whatever fire. I forgot, like Heather Fire or whatever the guy's name is. Kenneth Fire. It was only supposed to say Kenneth Fire, evacuate the people in that area.
Yeah.
But they wrote down the entire Los Angeles area needs to evacuate.
What a disaster. Freak out.
Oh, yeah. The news anchors were freaked out.
Yeah.
They were like, what do we do, Jim?
No kidding. I mean, with all this that's going on, yeah. You know, I mean, geez, yeah. It's like, you got to get out of here.
You have one job, and yeah. You put out the entire city and county needs to evacuate now?
Well, I hope that person's fired.
Oh, my God. I know, right?
You don't triple check that.
Here's the report that Spadil brought in this morning.
We continue to monitor Southern California's raging wildfires that are now entering their fourth day of destruction. The death toll has now climbed to 10 people.
Strong winds are once again a factor this morning as speeds have picked up. Well, the Palisades fire, this one, it's still burning out of control this hour. More than 5,000 homes and businesses destroyed. Unfortunately, that number will likely go up. Right now, it's burned nearly 20,000 acres and is only 6% contained.
And the Kenneth Fire in West Hills near Calabasas and Agoura Hills, that ignited late yesterday afternoon. The 960-acre brush fire burned close to homes and at one point caused evacuations. It is 35% contained.
And get this, another 5,000 buildings burned in the Eaton Fire in Altadena, Pasadena, and Sierra Madre. And looters are becoming a big issue that the National Guard is being called in. This one has burned more than 14,000 acres, and right now, 0% contained.
They have a playoff game for the NFL that's supposed to be played this weekend in Los Angeles. They moved it now.
I'm sure, because they moved a hockey game. They moved a NBA game.
Yeah.
Should move all of them.
The L.A. Rams fans are very upset because they moved it to Arizona to the State Farm Arena.
Oh, that's
with
funny.
With all the insurance cancellations.
Think about that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You can't play that at State Farm Arena.
Right? Oh, my
that
gosh.
That's
terrible.
I did learn a couple of things that we all should know here in Colorado. I'll look up the word because it's a word that we need. We all need to add this to our insurance. I'll explain it in a little bit. Let me find the actual word.
Okay.
But it's a word that we all need to add. It's really cheap, and we need to add it to our insurance. I'm sure none of us have
one word.
One word.
It makes a difference.
It's a thing, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's an add-on, but yeah. And did you know that in the state of California, fun facts by Jamie, did you know that they only have a law that 6 months of price gouging? And after 6 months from a catastrophe, then there's allowed, you can price gouge people.
What?
Yeah.
Came up with that?
I don't know. Six
price
months.
Gouging should be out 365 days
exactly.
of the year,
yeah.
24 hours a day.
Yeah,
no price gouging.
After 6 months, they're allowed to price gouge.
No kidding.
Is that ridiculous? I guess New Orleans and Florida, it's a year. They changed theirs to a year, but California is still at 6 months. Yep.
I can't believe you can price gouge at any pool.
Even a thing.
Me either. Can you believe
that? I mean, just blatantly price gouge.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's because it'll be hard for people to get all, you know, like windows and all that stuff. It'll be hard to get. So if you want to be, you know, like the guy that's on the top of the list, you're going to have to pay extra for the windows.
All right, we're going to find out what that word is. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I figured it's the word. Word is the bird. I don't know, sorry.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and Tabloid Trash is coming up next. Hang on. Happy Friday.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Cha-cha-cha forever, yeah. All right, anyway. Carson, you know, the only thing I was thinking about with Chris Stapleton coming to town?
Yeah.
Is I'm surprised he's not doing Red Rocks.
I know.
Because he's doing a bunch of iconic. Chris Stapleton is coming to Colorado, to Denver. He's extending his All-American Roadshow through summer of 2025. He's playing iconic sites such as Madison Square Garden, etc. But here he's playing Ball Arena. I'm a little surprised he's not playing Red Rocks.
I would think it would be Red Rocks too,
right? Especially since he wants to play iconic places.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyway, he is. He's going on tour. He'll be on tour here. If you are in his fan club, the tickets go on sale Tuesday, January 14th at 10 a.m. While general on sales, tickets will be starting January 17th. So 14th if you're in his fan club.
He's very good.
He's so good.
Very good.
He's amazing.
I like it.
I like him too.
Yeah.
You know, he's so talented. He's really crazy talented. All right. We talked about the fires and all that stuff going on. I know they're bringing in the National Guard, so that's good news. So to help stop the looting and all that stuff. My friend Stretch Roberts, he's not only a friend, but he used to be our producer. And He did a video yesterday. He's so irritated about everything. I know everybody's upset about a lot of things, but I guess he pays, for the last 20 years, he's been paying $400 a year for brush removal. And he's lived there for 20 years, and, well, the house is gone, but, and not once has he seen anybody clear any brush.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But they pay for it.
$400 a year as an individual home.
Well, didn't the governor put a stop to that? Because it was affecting the wildlife in the area.
Yes. Oh, was he? Oh,
yes.
Did he?
Yeah, there was a state. They passed a state law of some type. No more of clearing the underbrush.
That's a big controversy right now.
How could they continue to charge you that?
I don't know, but he said it's $400 a year.
I'd be livid about that.
You know, I'm not so happy about our situation where I live. Scrub oak is protected in Colorado.
Yeah.
And we are surrounded by scrub oak. And it's weird because the fire department came out and did, did a whole mitigation thing.
Yeah.
And they told us we need to get rid of the scrub oak. And then I guess the state's saying, no, it's protected.
Yeah, they need to get on the same page.
I know,
you
right?
know, because first of all, I wouldn't know scrub oak if it hit me in the face.
It's not very pretty.
But, I mean, if it's a real fire hazard, I mean, look what's happening in L.A.
I know.
If it's a real fire hazard, I mean, you got to make a call here, which is more important.
Yeah, and it is surrounding our neighborhood. It's all up in my crawl.
Yeah, yeah. And that stuff's always dry.
Yeah, get a little oak in your crawl and see how good your weekend goes. Yeah.
Carson was telling me that as far as insurance goes, I saw this article and I was asking him. So I saw an article yesterday that said Colorado could face what California is facing, which is people just getting canceled for fire insurance here. I thought it'd be hail insurance first. Because, man, we had those claims. Yeah. Remember those?
Yeah.
That was crazy for a while. But that we're going to be like California. They're just going to up and cancel us. And you said we're ranked, what, number two for wildfires?
So, yeah, behind California, we're number two right on that list. As far as, like, wildfires and just the dryness and at risk of a potential big fire.
Big fire. We've had several, right?
Exactly.
Ugh. So the word I wanted you guys to add to your insurance policy is a variance policy. It's an add-on. It's pretty cheap. It's called a variance policy. And it kind of takes up for, well, here's how the insurance expert explained it. So you know how price gouging happens after 6 months?
Yeah.
And you get the top of the list if you like pay more for your windows, you know, to get them installed in your brand new house that was destroyed.
Yeah.
The variance policy will pay for that.
The difference?
We'll pay the price gouging.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically,
Wow, that's big. That.
Yeah, or like if you need, maybe you're not at code. Your old house was at code for plumbing, yeah, and now you have to be rewired and replumbed a whole different way. Supposedly, this variance policy will pay for that.
Yeah, because that can be really costly.
Yeah, because now you're, because now you have to change, because code has changed so much since you bought your house. So,
oh, I'm going through that right now.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, half my house is out of code. Mm-hmm. It's not even within compliance,
yeah,
of what they need. But because it was built when it was built, you get a, you know, you get a pass on that. But everything being done now has to be to today's code.
Now, I didn't look it up. I didn't call my insurance person or anything, but this was some expert that was on KTLA, and he said you need a variance policy. So remember that. And it's affordable. And don't come at me later and ask me what that name is, because I can't remember.
Yeah. We won't remember by 10 o'clock this
I know,
morning,
exactly.
So you better take note right
Put
now.
Put it in your phone.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is sad. Pamela Anderson says that her and Tommy Lee aren't talking. That's weird.
Why not?
I don't know. I thought they were BFFs.
Yeah, I did too.
Because even in the documentary, that she said that they talk every day. She said that right now we're not in a good place. Pamela Anderson shared that she's not on the best terms with her ex-husband Tommy Lee, saying she and Tommy, with whom she shares her sons Brandon and Dylan, are having, quote, kind of a moment.
Yeah, I would guess, though, if I had to put money on it, that it's something he did.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
You know how you look at couples and you say, okay, who do you think's at fault here? I'd say Tommy.
And my guess is he's a little jealous.
You know, you might be onto something.
Because she's relevant again.
Yeah.
And he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my guess. He's a little green-eyed monster-ish. Because, you know, she did that movie. She was even up for a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
And we're talking about her with no makeup.
Yep. Hmm. All the stuff. She said that she hopes that they will get along again soon. She said, you know, Dylan just got engaged to his longtime girlfriend. And who knows, someday we might be grandparents. So we're going to have grandkids together. So we might want to get it together. She just seems so, like, normal and logical. And if you watch the documentary, she's really likable.
No kidding?
Yeah, she's just really, she realizes that she was just used, you know?
Yeah.
And she, at the time, I mean, she didn't get any money for syndication or anything.
It was kind of disgusting
it
how
is,
they
right?
did
they
her dirty.
Used her.
And she's never really had any controversy, has she, in her life?
Just Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. So you're right, it is him.
It is him. There's no doubt about it, it's him.
Alec Baldwin, why doesn't he just go away?
I don't know.
Alec Baldwin now is suing the city of Santa Fe for all kinds of, he's saying that they went after him maliciously. Listen, it's over. We're all starting to forget about it. What are you doing? What are you doing?
And somebody died. Okay, so it had to be looked at, had to be investigated.
Yeah.
You had to look at every angle. Who's at fault here? It had to be done. Just get over it. And you got off.
Yeah, you did.
You got off. Yeah. Why are you so upset? He's an angry dude.
I know he is.
He really is. I mean, there's not. I mean, this guy, is he the one that was, I think, yelling at his kids or?
He yelled at Ireland. Remember?
Okay.
Kim Basinger. They had a child together. Her name is Ireland. And he called her a pig. Remember?
Is that the one?
Yeah. It was a voicemail, and he called her all the... Now he has like 20 kids, but when he just had Ireland, he called her a pig. And
I always confuse him with that. Was it a David Hasselhoff tape that came out once?
Yes. When he was eating Carl's Jr. on the floor.
Yeah. He couldn't even stand up.
I get those two tapes mixed up.
Yeah, well, I can see. They kind of look alike.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kinda do.
And they're kind of the same tirade they went on, too.
Yeah. Well, David Hasselhoff didn't really yell because he couldn't.
Yeah. He was wasted.
Couldn't even talk.
He was just eating the cheeseburger on the floor.
I feel like I've been there.
And then finally, oh my gosh, Schmidl, best news story ever. Thank you for bringing it to me.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, I'll just play it. Number two.
Number two?
Yeah.
All right, let's see here.
Now, finally, despot Kim Jong-un has further asserted his authority over North Korea by banning, wait for it, hot dogs.
No.
And ordering couples who divorce be imprisoned. The leader claimed the humble snag is too Western.
He banned hot dogs.
Yeah.
Because they're too Western?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you eat a hot dog in North Korea, they'll send you to a labor camp.
No winners.
For having an Oscar Mayer?
Yeah, oh, man.
Yep. Is that mean or what? Aren't they starving over there?
That's insane.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's a cheap product to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. No hot dogs. It's too American.
Hot dog.
Yeah. Next will be apple pie. Isn't that sad? They can't have hot dogs?
Oh, it's just terrible.
I feel bad for the married people who have to stay married.
I know.
If you're miserable.
That's a good point, too. Yeah, it says dictator Kim Jong-un has declared that serving hot dogs is an act of treason.
No kidding.
Yes. Oh,
just because it's a big part of the Western culture, right?
Yeah, because it's just so American. They don't want it there.
And I guess it's been rising in popularity. And so he's like, oh, hell no. Nope. People caught selling or cooking hot dogs, like you said, go to a labor camp. And he means business.
That just ruined my weekend.
I know, right? It's crazy.
There are people on this planet that can't enjoy a good waiter.
A nice hot dog.
That's terrible.
All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet track.
All right. It's the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.